Lord, we just come to you in Yeshua's name, and we thank you for your goodness to us. And we thank you for your promise that no good thing would you withhold from us if we walk uprightly. I'm praying that as we consider your word today, that you would speak to our hearts and draw us close to yourself. Lord, we want to be close to you. And when we stand before you, we want to hear your well done. So, Lord, we commit this day to you, and we pray that what is done here would be a glory to your name, and we would all be drawn closer to you. B'Shem Yeshua. Amen. Something strange happened this morning that's never happened before when I was planning to speak the word. It's that I felt the Lord talking to me and tell me what you prepared for today is going to be given at another time. I have another word to speak. And I went downstairs to my study, and the Lord gave me this word. And concerning the fourth and fifth chapters of James, you can read those for next week, the fourth and fifth chapters of James, and we'll discuss those. But what the Lord spoke to me today was the word that concerns all of us: faith. F-A-I-T-H. Faith means confidence in God. Are we preparing ourselves just for self-confidence, or do we have confidence in the living God, that he's truly our Father, that he loves us and he's caring for us, and he calls us to serve him? Now, John read from the Daily Bread. Gracie and I have another thing that we read in the morning beside that. It's called The Daily Light. And it's verses put together, related verses put together. And I want to first start out with today's devotional reading from The Daily Light. It's from 1 Corinthians 7:31 and Hebrews 10:24 and 25. This is by way of introduction to this idea of faith. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. That today is a day of deliverance. As believers, we don't think defeat. We think deliverance. That's the name of Yeshua the Messiah. Yasha is from the Hebrew word to save. Yeshua means salvation or deliverance, not defeat. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. Use the things of the world as if not engrossed in them. I think too many who say they believe in the Lord get totally engrossed and how much we can make here, and how much we have the world's security instead of God's security. For this world in its present form is passing away. Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Did you ever stop to think that's why we come together? We come together to worship the Lord and to spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching, the day of the Messiah's return. Encourage one another towards love and good deeds. Realize that that day is coming when we will all stand before the judgment seat of the Messiah and give an answer for the deeds done in this body, whether good or evil. Now, I want to talk to you about the world's gold and God's gold. This is from 1 Peter 1, 3 through 9. Listen to how he defines gold as compared to the world's gold. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Yeshua the Messiah from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you. Through faith, you are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have suffered grief in all kinds of trials. Now, the word doesn't say,
Oh, my God.